Yes, it's that time of the week, folks. It's Monday, February 22nd, 2010. And you're listening to Robert Lee Camp. We call this the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We'll be looking into your destiny tonight if you call in. Hope you had a good weekend. I hope you went out and saw Shutter Island and got really scared. Actually, did not see it. I did see Percy Jackson, though, and The Lightning Thief. I thought that was quite good. Entertainment. Just, you know, a kid's movie, but well done. Had some interesting characters in it. Zeus, the god of the Lord of all the gods, which is very interesting because his weapon of choice, which is what the whole movie was about, was his lightning bolt. But what's interesting about that to me is that in Hindu mythology, the Lord of all the gods, his name is Indra. And Indra's weapon was the Vajra, which was also a lightning bolt. So there's got to be some reason why those two ancient mythologies have the same thing going on there with this lightning bolt thing and the Lord of the Gods. Very, very, very interesting. I thought that was interesting. Okay, so today is Three of Diamonds Day with the Nine of Spades ruler. A lot of people that I know are born today, maybe because that's my karma card. We're going to have a contest question tonight. We're going to have also a little talk about the end of all problems. Imagine ending all your problems. People born today are known to have a lot of problems. I mean, it's a really creative birthday, and there's a lot of successful people of today's birthday. Look at the list here. We have Basketball Hall of Famer Julius Erving, bunch of actors and actresses, Ellen Green, Kyle McLaughlin, Jerry Ryan from Star Trek, Seven of Nine, actress Thomas Jane, who's played in several interesting movies, Leah Salonga, who else? Drew Barrymore, and some rock musicians, different musicians. We have, Scott Phillips, James Blunt, and rock singer Tom Higginson of Plain White Tees. So there's quite a few people, and this is a really creative birthday. When you think about, you would expect people born today to be extremely creative, and they would be, and so they'd be natural for them to be in a creative business like acting or music or something along those lines. So, let's see, did I miss anybody? Let me just take a quick look at my other list here of people who were born today. There might have been one or two. Let's see, Ted Kennedy was born today, and George Washington was born today. Tennis player Michael Chang also was born today. Very interesting. Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, was born today. That's interesting. So, but most of those people are gone. So here we are coming down the home stretch to the Oscars, and I don't really care all that much. I realize that the Oscars, just like the other awards in the world, like the music awards and so forth, they're not necessarily given to people because they have the most talent. I mean, anybody who watched Taylor Swift sing on the award show with Stevie Nicks realizes that that girl can't even carry a tune. And she got so many awards this year. So it doesn't really matter who gets the awards. It's not really anything. It's not a popular vote. It's not like they're not being voted on by you or me. It's just awards given. That's about all there is to it. Okay, so I'm going to give this little talk, and then at the end of this talk, I'm going to give out the contest question for tonight. And after that, we'll take a break, and then we'll open up our phone lines, and you can call in and ask me about your life. I will look in the cards. I also, though, look into the banks of my experience of having done thousands of readings. I mean, almost every situation, I think I've seen pretty much every situation there could be in terms of relationships. I mean, I've seen some very strange and unique situations. as well as all the common ones. So I think I might be able to help you. I've seen, especially, you know, younger people, there's only one negative about being young is that you don't have the experience that you have when you're older. My teacher used to tell us, when you're young, you have all the energy and no experience, and when you're old, you have all the experience and no energy. So either way, you kind of like, you know, it balances out, I guess, ultimately. Young people tend to not look ahead. I didn't look ahead too far when I was young at what the results of my choices might be in a long-term sense. You know, like people that are having babies in their teens, for example. You know, there's no way that they've thought it out and really imagined, even taken the time to imagine what life would be like with one or two children, how much energy that takes. And it can really be an unhappy situation. It can be a situation where there are children, but they're not really wanted by the parents because they didn't really anticipate how much it took to raise a child. I myself had two sons and really did not think it out very well. Absolutely. And that's been karma in my life. So let's talk about problems for a moment. This is our topic for tonight. And to start this out, I just want to describe a few things. Let's just imagine you're sitting here or standing wherever you are. I'm sitting here. And our mind is full of thoughts. You know, I mean, you can kind of choose what you think about if you want to, but it's very difficult to not think at all. I don't think very few people can actually stop their mind for more than a second or two. And if you look at the thoughts, if you examine what you think about, you'll see that just primarily it's things in the past or things in the future. When you're not really intentionally thinking about something like working on a problem or a situation that's in front of you, your mind will go always try to fill in all the spaces with thoughts of the past and the future. You'll see that's what it does. It's compulsive, actually. It's very compulsive. I mean, just try to not think and see what comes into your mind. And if you're in a situation where you're uncomfortable, or like, let's say you're driving a long distance or riding in a plane, where you kind of stuck and you get that feeling like you're feeling bored, watch what your mind does. It'll either go back into the past or to go into the future. And it'll replay memories from the past. And sometimes if you're really bored, it'll replay something that was more fun, you know. But then again, a lot of us spend time in the past reliving unhappy situations. You know, it could have been really negative things that we relive in our mind. Memories that are scary, you know, from different points, different things that happen in our life. The same thing can happen when we think about the future. We can, you know, the mind will either throw a thing about, wow, this might happen to me next week. What if I won the lottery? What if this happened? What if this deal comes through that I'm really working on? And it puts it out there. And then at the same time, though, because that's the way the mind works, is there's always going to be some thoughts that are about scary stuff that's going to happen in the future. Things you don't want to have happen. You know, negative stuff. Stuff that you wouldn't want to have happen. You can't really kind of have one without the other. You can't just focus on all the happy thoughts and not have the unhappy ones or the scary ones or the ones that are worrying you. And a lot of people spend their time worrying constantly about the future. It can be really, really exaggerated in some people, okay, imagining. And the other thing about this is think about it like, every time you think about the past or future and create a scenario in your mind, or every time the mind does that on its own, notice that there's emotions that are associated with these thought forms. Let's call them thought forms. The mind makes these thought forms. And even a past memory is just a thought form. It is a thought form. It's a thought form derived from a memory trace within the brain, but it's still a thought form. We create it. We, you know, I mean, you could sit here, I could sit here and just kind of imagine something that happened to me 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and I would be creating a new thought form based on the past. Now, if this thing that I create, this thought form, if it has feelings associated with it, if it has, if it's a negative or real positive, my emotions will react, you know, like a negative thought form from the past. I could get angry or I could get sad about something that happens. In the future, I could get really afraid in a negative. I could get an anticipation feeling. It could be a happy feeling of anticipation, or it could be something like really scary, you know, depending on what it is I'm imagining. But watch that. Watch how our body goes through it as if it was really happening. Our body goes through that experience, and, you know, depends on how good you are at imagining. I think everybody has a certain amount of ability to imagine. And you'll see that a lot of the emotions that we have in life, a lot of the feelings that we experience, emotions, come from the thought forms that we've projected about the past and future. They're not all negative. But even the positive ones, when you think about it, like let's say you're thinking about something that might happen in the future, if you really hang out with that feeling, you'll notice that it's not a relaxed, peaceful feeling. Because it's always going to be stress. Whether the mind is in the past or the future, it's always going to be stress because there's a difference between what's in the mind and what's really happening. Okay? Well, there's a difference. That difference between what is happening right now, what's real, and what's going on in the mind is the definition of stress. And, you know, if you look at some of us, some people that I've seen, I mean, we all get old, but some people get old very young, very early in their life. They get old very soon, it seems like. And you can tell. When you look at their face, it's almost like there's a cloud of, you can see it's almost like their head's surrounded by unhappy thoughts and a burden of really of thoughts. And it could be, it doesn't have to be past thoughts, it can be past or future thoughts. Either way, though, there's a burden, and the person looks tired. They look tired, and they look like they're aging well beyond their time, well before their time, I should say. Now, when we imagine something that's negative that may happen in our future, it becomes what is called a problem. The truth is that this is a word that we give to that, oh, you know, what am I going to do about this? It's a problem. And if you notice, problems are always in the future sometime. You know, I mean, you can be facing a situation right now where you have to come up with an idea or you have to do something, but it's not really a problem if you're really present to what is going on right now. In the present moment, there never is actually a problem. There just may be a situation that you have to do something about. And sometimes the situation that you're in the present, you can't do anything about it. But it's not a problem, really. If you just be with what is, there's no problem there. So what happens really in life is that there are no such thing really as problems, except that they exist in our mind. The problem exists in our minds. Now, you can try this. It's worked for me, and it's been amazing. I mean, there are things. I'm a Cancer male and also a Queen of Diamonds, and we have a Three of Diamonds first karma card, Queen of Diamonds, and we tend to have a worrisome nature, and we also tend to be pessimistic because we have a Seven of Clubs in Saturn. And I'm a person that tends to get really afraid sometimes about stuff. And always, of course, it's about something that may happen in the future. At least it is for me. You know, I can sometimes wake up at night worrying about a situation. I have found that all I have to do is just bring my attention into the present. And I notice I'm just, you know, maybe I'm laying in bed or I'm watching TV or I'm sitting down. There isn't any problem right now. It's just something that went off in my head. And if I can just pull my attention into the present moment, the problem is it just disappears. There's no problem. And my technique, and one that's suggested by Eckhart Tolle, is just to focus on your breath. I just focus on my breath. I just start to feel my breath go in and out, and I just feel it going in and out. You know, sometimes I've gotten myself so worked up by these thoughts that I have to really spend a couple minutes just being with all of the fearful emotion that's accumulated in my body. I have to be with that for a couple of minutes. And I breathe as I'm with that. I breathe as I'm with this negative emotion. But ultimately, there is no problem. And the thing that I was worrying about, it just goes away all by itself. It goes away. It always goes away. It always disappears. It always becomes irrelevant. It always becomes... It just disappears. It's no longer there. And I've learned more and more that if I'm feeling like life has problems in it, it's not about what's going on. It's about how present I'm being with myself in my world where I am. How present am I being? How much am I able to really be with what's happening right now? My feelings inside, my breathing, what's going on around me, the beauty surrounds me. Or how much am I just focused in on my thoughts? So there is a magical way out of any problem you might have. And what's really magical about it too is that the more focused we are on the now, the more the problems around us just tend to get resolved in the most unbelievably magical ways that we never could have imagined. Like our mind is going like crazy trying to figure out a problem about what might happen tomorrow. You know, we're just going on and it's fueled by fear. We're afraid or we're concerned and we're thinking and thinking. And yet, when you can just be in the moment, all of a sudden the situation can take a dramatic turn for the better. Because you're not interfering anymore with the natural flow of life. You're allowing it and being with what's really going on. It's really quite magical. I highly recommend that you try this with yourself. Whenever you feel like you're burdened by problems, just try looking at what's going on right now in your life. I mean, even if you have a physical disability or if you're in pain, there's always something you can either do about it, or you can just accept it and be with it. And it will no longer be a problem. Wow. What about that? What about having a life with no problems? That's what I suggest. Okay, so speaking of problems, we're going to now talk about our contest question. The way this works tonight is somebody's definitely going to win this contest. There's no doubt about it because it's going to be structured a little differently. The winner is going to be the person that gives the most good answers to this, okay? So here is the question. The Queen of Diamonds and Three of Diamonds birth cards are considered the two most difficult birth cards in the deck to have as a birth card. Give as many reasons why these are the most difficult as possible. And the winner will be the person with the most reasons that are real reasons. Some people, you know, and I know this is going to happen tonight, a lot of people will send me some answers, and some of them will be right, and half of them will be completely irrelevant. That's okay. It's going to be the winner's tonight is going to be the person that has the most accurate reasons for why the Queen of Diamonds and Three of Diamonds are considered to have the most difficult life out of all the cards in the deck. Now, to be honest, you could be any card and your life can be completely miserable or hard, but this is a general thing. And there's reasons for it in the cards. So that's what we're looking for is card reasons. So, you know, if anybody calls in and has the answer, I will write down how many reasons they have. And then, of course, the emails that come in, we will consider those as well. And it'll probably be an email answer. So if you want to try to email me the answer, you can just go to 7thunders.com, my website. And my web my email address is at the bottom of every page, so you can send an email from there. Okay, so we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to play a song that I've recently produced. This is called Seasons Change, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. We have three lines full. We have lines B1, B2, and B3 are taken, but there's one other line, I believe, and that line is still open. I don't remember what it's called right off the top of my head. So we'll be right back after this song called Seasons Change. And that is Seasons Change, a new song. At some point, I'm going to have all these songs up where you guys can go and listen to them on my website sometime. So if you like them, you can let me know. Okay, our first caller tonight is Larry from Canada. I know Larry very well. His birthday is January 2nd, 1962, a Queen of Spades with a King of Clubs ruling card. Are you there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Larry. Good to hear from your voice.
How are you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
Once again, a great opening talk.
Thank you.
We all have powerful minds, yes, indeed. And if you focus on whatever you want to focus on, like, for example, a little pain, you hit your finger with a hammer or something like this, trying to put a nail in, enjoy the experience for a minute and a half and move on. Don't focus on it, and it basically goes away.
Absolutely. So, happy birthday. You had a birthday not that long ago.
Not that long ago. I've been trying to get in a call over here and finally did. Yahoo.
Oh, good. So, what do you have a specific question, or just want to know something in general?
Well, specifically, if you can help me out with my kids and let me know if and when they'll be coming back into my life.
Okay, so how old are your kids, by the way?
My daughter's 19 and my boy's 16.
So they are away somewhere, or how's that? What's that going? What's going
no,
on with
just,
that?
Just through the divorce, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They have, I don't know, the wrong view of who I am.
Uh-huh. From their mother or from the breakup?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So did she get full custody?
Yes.
Ah, I see. Interesting. Well, I don't know. I mean, you could look for occurrences of their cards in your spreads for indications, especially if you saw one of them as a result card for a year. That's a strong indicator of somebody really coming to be with you in a significant way. Okay. Another card I would look for is a Four of Hearts, because a Four of Hearts is a family card. A card of satisfaction with family and home. Like you have, for example, Four of Hearts in Neptune this year. Okay, so that would indicate that's something that you want. It's no guarantee that you would get it, but it's a possibility. So that's the best I can tell you in terms of, you know, what the cards can tell you about this. It seems to me there's a lot of other stuff going on in your life. This year. I mean, you're displacing a Nine of Spades and a Three of Hearts. So
lots of change.
Yeah. And I mean, you do, on the positive side, you are completing a 7-year cycle this year that began in 2004. Okay? And the result card, one of you have two spreads, so each spread has a 7-year result card, all right? And one of your result cards for this 7-year cycle, which ends this year on your next birthday, is a King of Hearts. So that's a pretty strong indication that you might end up in a father role again by your next birthday. Okay?
Good, good.
Of course, it's also possible you could meet somebody else and have another baby.
Well, it's either, yeah, exactly. I'm thinking either one. You know.
I mean, that could happen. And, you know, obviously you must be a little bit like me. You have some karma with children to work out. And that can be worked out in all kinds of different ways. But something significant is going to happen this year along those lines for you to have that King of Hearts result. When I had it, I did have it 1 7-year period, and I had a son at the end of that 7 years.
Okay, okay. So the King of Hearts that I have is at the is ending my period?
It's not in the yearly spread. I mean, it is actually there as a Neptune card, but it's in your 7-year spread, which completes this year. You know.
Okay. Okay.
And that result card will occur sometime this year. So that's a pretty good indication, actually.
Interesting. Everything, you know, life is beautiful. Everything is going good. I'm trying to, you know, be as positive as I possibly can and stuff, and enjoying life, and not, you know, listening to you talk about having no fear. It's sinking in, and I'm paying attention. Thank
you. That's great, Larry. That's really great. You know, just realizing that whatever really is going on might be the best thing.
Well, everything's supposed to be. You know, it's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's right. And if we're not feeling good about it, it's usually because we're out of whack.
That's right.
You know, it's not the situation so much. Well, thank you, Larry. It's great to have you on the show. Appreciate you calling tonight.
Thank you. Nice talking to you again.
All right.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Night.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, going from coast to coast here, or actually I'm not sure what part of Canada, I forget what part Larry lives in, but our next caller is from Florida. Her name is Marie, July 21st, 1958. Are you there, Marie?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to my show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how's that Saturn period going?
I was looking at the cards. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback. I was looking at the cards for my year, this year, and I'm having a little bit of trouble interpreting the Pluto result cards for the year because of the Ace of Spades. But I was just looking at in the book, and I just happened upon something that I missed before where it mentions that the passing of someone near may be very challenging. I actually did lose someone this year that was very close to me, and tragically he was shot during a robbery. So that was a problem, and also loss of work. So I'm almost answered my own question, I think.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. But I see as the long range cards, I see the King of Hearts and the Four of Diamonds, so that would sort of indicate to me that looks like it's going to turn around for me as far as love and money, right? Or am I reading that wrong?
Well, you know, there's lots of things that happen in a year's time. There's a lot of things. Every year has a challenge of some kind, the Pluto card. And we actually have two of those because we have one for our birth card and one for our ruling card spread. But every challenge always ends in a happy result, see? Even though we don't like it, you know, no one likes death or loss, but it happens.
Right.
The Four of Diamonds long range says that you're protected financially, no matter what you think about it, you know. There's a certain amount of protection.
Well, that goes back to what you were talking about before, and being a Cancer, I think I tend to worry a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're a club also, and you're a Seven of Clubs, which they tend to have issues around negativity, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Queen of Diamonds, my card, has that too, because I have the Seven of Clubs in Saturn, but you are the Seven of Clubs yourself, and so the Seven of Clubs will go back and forth from being really happy and positive to being really negative, you see, because you sit
right
in the very center
of
that.
Hour.
You sit right in the center of the suit of clubs, so you're half in the spiritual and half in the mundane. So, you know, everybody could use a little upgrade with their attitude. The King of Hearts, and what's going on with you relationship-wise right now?
Absolutely nothing, because the person who passed away was someone I was dating.
And so when did this happen?
It happened in December.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it hasn't been long.
Okay. Well,
totally,
you know, you're going to be in Saturn until your Saturn period until April the 8th, all right?
Right.
And
right,
there are still some things that haven't happened yet. You've just been in Saturn for a week, and you have a Five of Hearts and Three of Hearts, and you have an Ace of Clubs and Three of Spades. So, you know, don't have big expectations about anything until after Saturn, all right?
Right.
But by your next birthday,
yeah,
I don't have any real expectations.
Yet, really, at all. I've not even been, you know, out for much.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I'm not talking just about relationship. I'm just talking about in general. Like, generally, in Saturn, it's just good to keep doing what you're doing, but don't put a lot of hope on something really big happening to change stuff, you know. It's just a general rule about Saturn. But I think by your birthday, you're going to be feeling a lot better, and you're going to be you're going to be happy on a relationship level somehow. I think there's a possibility you're going to meet somebody before your birthday. Significant. Are you there anymore, Marie? Or did you leave? Sounds like I lost her because I don't hear her voice anymore. Anyway, if you were listening, oh, there you are. I hear a little peep. But basically, I told you what I'm going to tell you. Look for good things to happen after your Saturn period and before your birthday.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being my guest tonight, Marie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call before we take another break. And this young man is Joshua from Chicago. And he's like 10 of clubs, Leo. August the 16th, 1981. Are you there, Joshua?
I am. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's on your mind, see?
Well, I was wondering, when you're doing a reading for Scorpio, who has, you know, the two planetary ruling cards, do you still interpret all three of those spreads, or do you try to figure out which planetary ruling card they're more in line with and more interpret that one?
Basically, what I do is I focus mostly on the Mars card, ruling card. That's what I do.
Okay.
Because most Scorpios aren't operating out of their Pluto card that much. It's something that generally happens later in life. Okay? So, and some Scorpios never get to it, to be honest. I mean, because it means they have to really come to a transformation within themselves. Some make it and some don't. So you can always count on the Mars card to give you an accurate read on what's going on with them.
And then you just sort of tap into that Pluto for you if you intuitively feel that they have gone through that transformation? Or
well, I attract some, you know, I attract clients who are often very spiritual and they have done this work that they need to do. But, you know, it's usually not somebody who's really young. There are some exceptions, but it's a happy surprise, you know, if somebody's young and they've really working on themselves. Usually that comes later in life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's helpful.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you on the show, and I'm sure you're a very serious student.
I enjoy the cards. Yes.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for being on the show. It's good to hear your voice.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Good night, Joshua. Okay, another short break we have. That was Joshua was on line B3, and I think line B1 is also, no, it's full now, but line B3 is open. We're going to listen to another song that I've composed recently. This one's called Flying. I like this song. Evokes nice feelings. I hope you enjoy it. Be right back after Flying. and that was flying. You know, I wrote music that the chords or the way it's made, it, I feel something in it, and that's what I love to make as well, if I get a, if I'm able to. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, back to our calls, but I want to remind you about our contest question for those of you who might have come in a little late. The Queen of Diamonds and Three of Diamonds consider the two most difficult birth cards in the deck to be. Give as many reasons as possible for this. The winner is one of the most reasons. Our next caller is, let's see, this would be Bob from Utah. Is, are you there, Bob?
I am.
And you are May 10th, 1951?
Yes, and I'm calling about August, a lady that I'm in love with, who's recently divorced, and she's August 21st, 1954.
Okay.
And I know a five of clubs is probably not a real good match for me.
Well, there's a really strong sexual connection with you and the five of clubs.
Yes.
And there's a moon connection there also, which
there is
connection-wise, I would say it's pretty good. But there is a problem.
Okay.
She's a five of clubs.
Well, she's one of those that you talk about in your books who comes from a very strong background and belief in commitment and marriage. She was married for 35 years before her husband cheated on her. And she's only been divorced for 3 months.
Okay. So are you going to cheat on her if you marry her?
No way.
You may have to. Otherwise, she might leave you or cheat on you. So what,
no,
what happens in the
blood.
Cards? This is very interesting. You might enjoy this. What happens in the cards
okay.
is if we don't play out the qualities of our card, we will attract somebody who does.
I'm sorry, we will what?
If we don't play out those qualities or like if we can't acknowledge those qualities within us, we will
okay.
attract somebody who acts them out for us.
Okay,
this
meaning?
Well, this is why she married a man who cheated on her, because she couldn't cheat or wouldn't cheat or wouldn't even consider that as being an option. Does that make any sense?
It does.
I mean, this is, just take it as a theory for now, but you know her better than I do. You would know something about how she is inside, but it's something to consider, because it's not that she has to cheat to fulfill her being a five of clubs, but she does have to be in acceptance of how that can happen and why some people do it. Do you understand?
Yeah, and I think she is.
Okay, then maybe it doesn't have to happen. That's entirely possible. You know, that's the best I can tell you, is that it doesn't have to happen. Now, you're displacing her card this year. So
what's that?
You are sitting on the five of clubs card this year. Your ruling card is sitting there.
So does that mean that she's definitely going to be in my life?
Well, she has been in your life this year, hasn't she?
Yes, and I'm the problem is what we're going through right now is a bit of she has to go through all these adaptations and figuring out who she is, having just come out of a 35-year marriage 3 months ago. And I'm having to be patient, which I'm not real patient, and let her go through it. And I guess I'm just, my question to you is, do you think that we're going to end up together sometime before this year is out or next year?
Well, in my experience, and I don't want to give you any bad news, but in my experience, the relationships that people have when they're in transition from marriage to being single usually don't last that long. And they only last during the transition period, usually. Okay.
And that's one reason why I'm backing off and staying very distant and giving her space to go through it, because I don't want to be that.
Yeah, and you don't want to be hurt either by having a lot of expectations. You're much more commitment-oriented than she is.
Yes.
And so it would matter more to you to lose somebody than it would to her at this point. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
It would affect you a lot more than it would affect her. So you owe it to yourself to be mindful of the fact, number one, that she's a five of clubs, number two, that she's in transition. And don't let your expectations and feelings go out there too strongly. That would be my suggestion. And I mean, you might really love her. I'm sure you do. Tauruses are generally loving people. Did you know that? That's a love. It's a sign of love. But she may or may not be the right person for you for a long-term thing. And maybe you're not quite ready for that either yourself, you know. But if she isn't, there is going to be other people in your life. I can tell you that.
Okay, explain.
Well, there's lots of cards for love in your spreads. Lots.
Yeah.
So if it's not her, it's going to be somebody else. And you won't have to even wait for that.
Okay. I'm starting a new job tomorrow. Do you see any indication of what my prosperity finance is going to be the rest of the year?
Well, the year is, you know, practically over for you.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah. There's nothing negative. There's some good cards between now and your birthday. And you have really good money cards next year. So I think it's going to work out pretty good, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, thanks for being my guest, Bob. It's great having you on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Have a great night. Okay, next up tonight is a king of clubs. Her name's Kathy. July 15th, 1963, from Minnesota. Are you with us, Kathy?
I am. Good evening, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So you're a king of clubs and a two of clubs. Our last caller was a nine of diamonds and a two of clubs, interestingly enough. So what's on your mind this evening, Kathy?
Well, I wanted to, first of all, say that I loved what you had to say about living in the present moment. That all made sense to me.
Oh, thanks.
So you don't really have a specific...
It is quite magical, actually. It's funny, my father is the same cards as you. He's a two of clubs with a king of clubs ruler, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's 78 years old, and I introduced him to the work of Eckhart Tolle about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been plagued with fear his whole life, you know. And now he talks to me and he goes, you know, it's just so great. Whenever something bothers me, I just go in now and it goes right away. Now, me hearing that from my father, that's really significant. I mean, it's just amazing, you know. It's just amazing. So what can I do for you tonight, if anything?
Well, I don't really have a specific question on my mind at the moment, but in this present moment, I'm interested in general outlook.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm thinking about the year ahead, but I guess my year is going to end in a few months. It's not like all of 2010. It's like half of 2010.
Well, what are you doing right now? What's going on? I mean, what's happening in your life right now?
Well, I would say that there's just every area of my life is certainly abundant with opportunity to improve.
Well, that's very vague, by the way. That's an extremely vague answer. I know you can do better.
Well, it is vague, but I guess I wouldn't even know where to begin to get into details.
I see some very powerful cards here this year, and it would be, I need some context from you in order to say something significant about them. Okay, so first of all, are you employed?
I am.
And are you doing something you love to do?
I've been in the line of work that I'm in for about a decade, and I've been unhappy with my job throughout 2009, and I just decided a few months ago to start looking. I just interviewed for a job, and it all went very well, but I just found out today that I didn't get it.
Uh-huh. So have you ever considered that you could do exactly what you love to do and get paid?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Well, have I ever done that?
Have you ever had a job that was just, or not even a job, a profession?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even like the word job, though a lot of jobs are jobs, and I've had jobs. But if I had a choice, I would never have a job, and I don't have a job now. I have something that I do in my life. It's a profession. And you're a person that should have a profession.
Well, I definitely have a lot of ideas and things that I would love to move forward on.
Uh-huh. Good. So this is a year, you have three, you know, there's five cards that govern the entire year that are most important in any one spread for the year. And three of yours are sixes this year. You understand? And that means a six is very, very prominent for you this year. And what is six all about? It's about finding our life purpose and getting in sync with what it is we really came here to do. Does that sound interesting to you at all?
Yes, it does.
Well, get with the program.
It's a pretty big bell.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to, like, see, now, you know you have all this fear. You know that you're governed by fear, right?
Right.
Because you are a two of clubs, ruling card. So you're going to have to find some way to make choices other than fear-based choices. Otherwise, it's just going to be the same old story forever and ever. Okay. What could possibly change? See, if you're going to always be thinking from a fearful place and taking the safe way, you know, around every situation, what could possibly shift in your life that could make a difference? You can't. So it's important that you take a risk on happiness. And you're entering that phase of life right now. Actually, the next 5 years are probably the most important years of your life. Okay, and you gotta start asking yourself, is this really what I love or not? And just don't do anything you don't love.
Okay.
I'm very sincere about this. So I would be meditating on that between now and your birthday. And this is not just in the area of work. This is also in the area of love for you.
Okay.
How about that?
That would be incredible.
Well, it's a handful.
It is.
Yeah. I just gave you a long list of things to think about. But, you know, you are a Cancer like me. You know you're afraid a lot. That's okay. But don't let the fear govern your decisions anymore. You have to end that.
Well, I know I've been doing better with the fear, and if I could just kind of clear away a lot of this chaos I have going on.
Well, you know, maybe God will help you out. Maybe he'll help you flush the toilet. Sometimes stuff happens, you know. Sometimes stuff happens. I remember a guy called me once and he says, "Robert, oh my God, Robert, I just got fired from my job." And I go, "Well," I said, "did you like that job?" He says, "No, I hated it." I said, "Where's the bad news?" You know, he worked that job for a couple years and he hated the whole time. And when he got fired, he was like it was a problem or a tragedy. It was a favor. So you not getting that job, I think, is an indication you're not meant to get a job. You're meant to do what you came here to do. Okay, that's what I think.
Well, that's funny because that's the first thing that came to my mind when I heard I didn't get it.
Yeah. Well,
so
now you can say you got it.
Confirm that for me.
Good. Happy to be of use.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight, Kathy. And do you spell your name with a C or a K?
It's a C.
Okay, just curious. Almost every king I've met, their names start with C or K. It's like Kathy, Catherine, Kara.
Huh.
It's time for you to be a leader. A leader, okay. Not a follower.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great night, Kathy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's see here. We're going to move right along here. We have, I think, this is a girl, I'm pretty sure. May is her name, March 26,
1973.
Are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I came across your website just yesterday. I've never had a reading before with cards. As a matter of fact, my sister-in-law stumbled upon your website, and we just had a feng shui reading of our destiny chart. It was actually mine, but I just wanted to see what you had to say, or if you could elaborate as far as, you know, maybe some kind of prediction for this year for me. I'm really kind of hoping to have some more. Well, my reading from the feng shui expert was telling me that as far as financially, this is the beginning of my period to, you know, from this point, and I'm just kind of a little bit anxious as to know where this is going, like in what area. You know,
are you saying that you had a reading from one of the people on my website?
No, someone else. This is not even related to your website. I just came across.
Okay.
My sister-in-law was Googling your site, and we came across your site. We were typing in destiny reading and came across you. And then I got your email, and that's why I attended your radio show tonight.
Okay, so May, let me just say a few words to you, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Okay, and now?
You're breaking up. I'm not hearing you. Is there something that I need to shut off?
No, it's not you. I think it's me.
Hello?
All right, everybody, looks like we're having a little technical difficulty. Please stay with us.
Okay. That's weird.
Testing 1, 2. There we are. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, technical difficulties. I apologize, May. I'm not sure what happened, actually. So can you hear me good?
Well, I shut off the radio on my end. I was thinking it might be me. Is your end
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it's better
I can
to leave
fine,
the radio off.
But it's
sure.
Only through the phone. I'm not sure if I'm on the radio.
Okay. Okay, so I have a few things to tell you, May. All right, are you listening?
Yes, I'm
okay,
listening.
Okay, your birth card is the queen, is the Ten of Clubs. Okay.
Yes.
That card is one of the most. It has some of the highest potential of any card in the deck to be really, really successful. All right, Diana Ross is your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that.
Leonard Nimoy, Vicki Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
James Kahn, Tennessee Williams, the author, Bob Woodward.
Oh, my goodness.
Journalist, awesome. Martin Short, you know, who's a genius. Steven Tyler.
Oh, I love Martin Short. Mm-hmm.
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. So there's a lot of people of your birthday that reach really incredible success in their life. Do you understand?
Yes.
And you have that potential, too. And you know what the biggest problem is for people who are 10 of clubs? Is they can't make up their mind what they need to do.
Yes.
Isn't that funny? They just can't figure out, well,
no,
should I do,
it's like I'm
should
just
I do this or should I do that?
Constantly.
So the thing you got to do here, and you're also a three, by the way, because your birthday has another card called the Three of Hearts. And so you have a lot of creative energy. You need to get started with something, okay? And this would be a perfect year for you to do something artistic this year coming up, okay? I know you have artistic talent, tons of it, okay?
I sing. I love music. I can sing.
Okay, so it's time for you to, like, stop hesitating and just go for that. Go for music, you know? Go for what you love. Do you understand? If you keep if you keep going back and forth and not really doing one thing or the other, you're just going to be in misery for another year.
But what about in, like, as far as I've been, the thing is, I've been working for the same place. I can't complain about the job that I work at, but like you said, you know, you're not too crazy about the word job, and I'm not too crazy about that word either, but one of my dreams has been to be my own boss. I don't want to be the boss of anyone but myself, and, you know, have control of my own time. How do you see me as far as having a home type business?
What kind of business? Doing what?
Other than something on the internet, because I've been working with network marketing with this. I've just been trying to find different types of people, mentors, as far as, you know, in that area and that industry, and I have, but now it's only a matter, I already have something in mind, but
here's the thing, okay? You have a magic wand, May, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're like a person that's got a magic wand that can do anything, and they're going, oh, I can't figure out what to do.
You know what? The feng shui lady said the same thing. You're really, it's... She said, I'm very intelligent, and she said, "You, whatever you decide to do, you can do. You're telling me
okay,
the same
so,
exact thing.
Okay, so listen to what she's saying. I'm telling you virtually the same thing, and you have to, like, stop hesitating and go do something, okay? You got to start doing something and stop thinking about it so much and stop changing
but
your mind.
But it's just these obstacles. What about the financial obstacles?
Don't worry about that. What's the big deal? There's no financial obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't worry about that. Do what you love and watch the magic happen. Okay?
Right.
If you don't try this sometime in your life, you'll regret it, you know. If you don't go for it at least once, you'll regret it later in your life.
When you're talking about something in the creative area, in the artistic sense, like with music, for example, I mean, I've never really considered that as far as, you know, I'm not talking, you know, as far as making money, but, you know, I mean, I always looked at it as something to enjoy, some type of, you know, it was just for fun. You know, I mean, where do I go from there? I don't know where to start as far as, like, say, hypothetically,
look.
If I wanted to sing.
Well,
you know,
look,
where would
May, just go figure it out, okay?
Yeah.
You're not stupid, all right?
No. No.
You're highly intelligent. You're asking me the wrong question. I mean, because, you know, it's like you just got to go do it. You're just looking for some excuse to keep hesitating. See?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Right.
And I'm not going to give you that excuse. You're going to have to find somebody else to support you with that. I'm not going to. You know, my thing
Thank
is,
you,
what
Robert.
The heck are you doing? Why are you wasting time on the phone with me? You need to get going.
I think you're very fascinating. I mean, I thought you were so interested just listening to you. I like the positivity.
Well, good.
You know,
you came here for a little entertainment. I appreciate that. But now it's time for you to go and do something with your life. You're getting it's getting to the point where you're almost going to be too old someday. You know what I mean? To get started.
Yeah.
So you got to get going here. Okay.
Okay.
And show us
what
you can do. Like something truly amazingly big. Okay?
I've always felt that there is something bigger meant for me. I just don't know what.
Well, you got to try something until you find it. Don't keep waiting around, okay?
Okay.
Go do something until it shows up, and do it well, and make a big success of it so that the world notices you and what you're doing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Robert.
Great having you on the show, man. Have a great night.
That was very profound. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Sure. Okay, we have time for one more call, and I apologize for the bad connection I had there, my mic for a few minutes, to everybody out there. Nobody's got the contest question tonight. I did get a couple of emails, so it's going to probably be an email person. Our last caller tonight is named Kay. She's from Texas. She's April 1st, 1964. Are you there, Kay?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Well, I sent you an email for my question. I mean, for the question.
Okay, we can just get. I'll read that later then.
Okay. Very good. My question was, I know I'm in a rebirth year, and I'm actually really digging my life. I love my relationship with my husband, and my job's okay. But I was just wondering. I'm doing creative things, but I haven't really birthed anything. And I'm ready to start something.
Okay. So what year were you born?
64.
Okay. So you're not in a rebirth year. Where did you get that idea?
Didn't I just pass that? I'm 45 is what I say. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
you passed that,
in April.
You passed that 3 years ago.
Didn't I? Oh, I did? I thought I was in a rebirth or something. 45, isn't 45 the...
Yeah, aren't you 47 right now, almost 48?
No, I was born in 1964. 1964.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did something wrong. It's my fault. Sorry. I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah, you're just finishing up your rebirth year. The rebirth year is always a fun year. It's
blessed. Oh, I've had a blast, and I'm feeling great, but I'm anxious for a birthing of more of who I am or something, and I'm pretty creative, and I want to do art or something, give away some of the wonderful things that I've learned in life, but I kind of shy away from exposing myself.
Well, whatever it is that stops you from doing that is probably what stopped you all along, you know. Whatever thing you got about that makes you stop is probably what's kept you not doing it your whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're not bound by that,
Kay. You can change any time. As soon as you become aware of it, you can say, well, but there's probably some fear that you have that keeps you in that pattern, you know?
Because, you get out there and, I don't know. I just don't really, I'm kind of like the caller that was just on, you know, I've got so many things and I don't really hone down on one thing. But I was wondering if you saw something in my cards that I could maybe get some direction on.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of things in the cards. The cards tell a lot about what's going to happen to you this year. Your birthday's coming up in April. I'm looking at next year already. First of all, don't make any important decisions until after your birthday, okay?
Okay.
But it's a good time to dream about the future and see what you might do. But I see you focusing more on having your own business this year. You know you do have a tremendous amount of business talent.
Oh, wow.
You do. You're born with it. You didn't have to learn it.
Huh.
I was born with it. I mean, when I was like 6 years old, I was making money.
Wow.
Hey, I was selling stuff, you know.
You know, don't I have a jack of...
Diamonds.
Yeah, now... How do I get that? I couldn't figure out in.
Well,
figured.
Most people have two cards. They have the birth card and what we call the ruling card.
Right.
And your ruling card is a jack of diamonds. So you're both. You're a seven of spades and jack of diamonds.
So how do you get the jack of diamonds though? Because it's not in the.
It's in your life spread.
Okay, in the life spread. All right.
Yeah, it comes from your life spread. The ruling card always comes from the life spread. But what that means to you is, if you don't mind me saying, is that you have the ability to promote yourself, or anybody else for that matter. You may never have used it yet, but anything that you would really put your heart into, you'd be able to sell it and be successful with it.
Wow. Wow, I'm shocked with that, because I promote others better than myself, put it that way.
Well, I think you have a fear. You have some kind of fear about being out in front of people or something. I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me. But you have the ability to do almost anything.
Wow.
I mean, you definitely have business ability. You were born with it.
Wow.
You were born with it, okay? It's important to realize that.
Okay. I need to hear that. I think it's just fear of criticism or, you know, that the vulnerability.
Yeah, some fear. And, you know, you're either going to let fear dictate your life or you're going to try something different. It's up to you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can decide when, too. You can decide when you're going to, like, try something different.
Yeah, right.
I like your topic soon.
Of living in the now.
Yeah,
being in the space of now and not living past. I think that's kind of what you were saying.
Yeah, there's no problems right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only a problem about, what am I going to do later? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Everything's in my mind. That's right. And in my mind is what stops me from doing what I love doing or to put myself out there.
Yeah, so
my mind.
You might want to do like I do and read some of Eckhart Tolle's books. And, you know, I listen to his recordings, and that's really helps me a lot. You might want to try that.
Okay. All right, well, thanks. I hope I'm just scratching the surface on this, so.
Yeah, that's fine. You're doing great. You're going to have a fun year. If you get down and get going this year, you're going to be very successful.
And financially, perhaps?
Every way possible.
Because I'm not about money, really.
I
just want to have a roof over my head and everything.
No, you can do better than that.
Okay.
A lot better, okay?
Fantastic.
You can do a lot better than that.
Well, so I'm going to stand on that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, call back and let me know how it's going.
I'll do that.
All right.
Okay.
All right, have a great night, Kay.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, thank everybody for calling in and the patience to stick with me here. I do have a few emails from people with contest questions, answers. I'll have to go through them later and see who's got the most answers, but here are the answers. The question again was, Queen of Diamonds and Three of Diamonds are the most difficult birth cards in the deck. What reasons are there that they're so difficult? Well, okay, let's take them one at a time. The Three of Diamonds has, they have a Jack of Hearts in Saturn, which is very challenging, a sacrifice. They have 2 7s and 2 9s in their life spread. That's the main reason. They have two spiritual cards in their two sets of them, two sets of like 2 7s and 2 9s together, which means their life has a lot of challenges on the spiritual, on the material level, and they have to turn to spirituality for answers. And they have a 6 of Hearts first karma card, which means they have a lot of relationship karma to go through in their lifetime. That's their main the reason. The Queen of Diamonds, every card in the life spread of the Queen of Diamonds, except for the last card, is in the Saturn line. And every card, like the Three of Diamonds, almost every card in the life spread is an odd-numbered card. So you take all these cards that are odd-numbered, and the first karma card is odd-numbered. Odd-numbered cards are just more difficult, and they're all in Saturn. They're all in the Saturn line. And this is why the Queen of Diamonds is considered. These are some of the reasons for the Queen of Diamonds being the most difficult, one of the most difficult. So that's our contest for the night, and I'll go through the emails. I see a couple of people have answered, and I'll find out who's got the most answers, and I'll send you back an email with the answer. Yeah, Three of Diamonds, they worry about money a lot. So does Queen of Diamonds. Both of them do. So we're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. Thank you all for attending tonight. It was great to be with you, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsavisurvarinam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayat.
Bhagavad Gita.
devasya vimahi deyo yo na prachodayam.